everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. But today, it's not about that even one little freaking bit, because today, it's about Maddie!
Los Angeles singer, songwriter, star. She shreds on... Oh, God. She's a singer, but I wanted to say she shreds on the guitar. Do you play the guitar?
I do, but I don't know if I shred, but I play lightly.
I believe she shreds.
She shreds lightly on the guitar. It's our friend Maddie Taylor, who's here to chat about... What do we talk about? We talk about Wisconsin, mostly.
Wisconsin, a lot of Midwest. A lot of accents. Dadhood.
So much... Okay, yes, we do dadhood. Kind of discover the limits of my identity in a way that felt really dangerous, and I felt a little uncomfortable.
That was real, by the way. That was real.
And when we cut, we're going to talk about it. And we're all going to talk about it off camera, because I am not sure I can handle it on camera. No, I'm kidding.
But Maddie's the lead singer of Senses the Band. You know them, you love them, and if you don't follow them, you should, so do that.
What else are we promoting right now? We're saying Maddie has a song out, which we'll talk about at the end of the episode. We can talk about it right now. We'll say it right now.
We'll say it's Perfect. Yeah. Our cover of Perfect for it supports perfect. A good cause.
I have, I'm doing some touring in November. November 15th and 17th, I'll be in Chicago and Nashville.
Yes.
In August, we're doing our live show, the Mom Said live show. There'll be guests. There'll be fun.
And you guys, happy 4th of July. I hope you have the time of your life and you don't blow any of your fingers off.
Yes.
Wow. Definitely don't do that.
That happens. You know, it happens every year.
It happens every
Isn't
year.
Isn't it one of the big ER?
Big ER day. That's a big one.
Anyway, go ahead and hit it there, Grant.
You know, my cleaning lady, I was...
We're sort of recording. Great. And by sort of, I mean we're recording.
I mean, are we recording?
Okay. Great.
Love.
Just so meaning I'm like we can be started if we want to be started. If we're not started, then we don't have to be started.
There are no rules here.
Yeah,
like
there's
this.
No rules. Just right at backstage.
I'm sitting at home working and my friend is staying with me right now. Yeah. And so she's in my guest room / office where I normally am sitting working. And I'm sitting on my dining table, tip tap tapping away. My front door opens. In walks my cleaning lady and her daughter. And I say, hi. I did not schedule them. I'm like, hey.
Hey.
So good to see you. Are you here pro bono?
Everything like, okay? You guys good?
Do you need a place to stay? What's going on? And she's like, I'm here to clean. And I'm like, with love and light, you're probably supposed to be at someone else's house to clean because I did not schedule you. She scheduled with an Allison. And I'm Allie. And she got confused. I felt so bad for her. Then she sent me a text apologizing, being like, I'm feeling awful about just walking in.
No.
I was like, queen.
That's the gig.
Queen,
that's
if you it. Wanted to live with me, I would say yes. Straight up.
You wanted to live,
I've
you
been,
and your
I've
daughter.
Been thinking about asking her to marry me for real because she cleans my house so good. I'm like, let's make this official for real.
Yeah.
I understand the like you the entering of someone else's space, but that's her whole gig.
That's her deal. Yeah. And she came in smiling and I was like, I know you, obviously. Like, hey.
Ready to go.
I was on a work call though, so I think that's what made her feel bad. As I was like, I'm on the phone.
She heard people talking about taking over the world. She heard businessmen in suits talking about taking over the world.
And she was like, I should not have heard this.
I gotta go.
Please don't throw me in the dungeon.
Friends, we have Maddie Taylor on with us. Duh.
Should we sing something patriotic to begin?
Oh, yeah. It's our
4th of July episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
My country is of thee. Sweet land of... You guys don't like that?
Liberty.
Wait. I just thought of a better patriotic song.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. You don't want that one? I just figured out the chords. The second I figured out the chords, you changed
she
it.
She said no. No.
Okay. Gotta, what about this?
What do you want?
Hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of famous essay. Am I gonna fit in?
I can't find it.
For the first time, look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy.
Everybody seems so famous.
Tummy turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick.
Is she what we need to lead the country? Someone who's really been everywhere. Someone who can put on the face of a professional in Montana and take it off and be a person, Miley. Do you know what I mean?
She's had so much experience with that.
I think we've lost politicians. All politicians have gone to Hannah Montana. Right. And they've lost their Miley.
Yeah.
Some might say being president could be the best of both worlds. Chill it out, take it slow, then you rock out the show.
Right.
You get the best.
Yeah.
best of both worlds. Why am I picking the key? Best
of both worlds. Today's girl dad.
Did she tour? Did she actually tour as Hannah Montana in real life?
Yes.
And also Miley Cyrus at the time?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
She actually toured in real life.
Yes.
As both at the
was
same time.
Was it a CD that was like flip side?
I think it was.
I remember.
Like, it was definitely the dual.
Wow.
A dueling thing.
Because there was the era that was like, my best friend Leslie said, oh, yeah. She's just being Miley. And last time we
loved
hung out.
That era. Loved
and that was
that
all pre Wrecking Ball, huh?
Yes, pre-Wrecking Ball. She had the,
dude.
I can't wait to see you again. Yeah.
Dude.
Great era.
My best friend Leslie.
Yeah.
That's, what? That's remembering a lyric, that
lyrically,
album?
My best friend Leslie. There's something that feels, Leslie. That's
no,
good
fire.
Mouth feel.
By the way, lyrically, that album, and I'm not going to say a lot on this, yeah. But that album makes me realize why she's friends with JoJo Siwa or why JoJo Siwa looks up to her crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's
that's
the,
so fair.
Because it's
they've
what?
Fallen from the same vibe? They've fallen from the same star.
Mm, yes.
I saw JoJo Siwa in a Cybertruck a couple years ago.
Currently in on the same planet because we're recording this ahead of time. It's not July 1st, hate to say.
Hey, it's not July 1st.
But currently on the planet that we're on right now, there's a JoJo Siwa cruise happening.
No.
Swear to fucking God.
Who it like it's themed or she's
get
there.
Ready with me for the welcome night for the JoJo Siwa.
How much
cruise.
Money would you have to be paid to go perform on the JoJo Siwa cruise? How much
here's
money?
The thing
you
I
would
think
huh
my bottom line is I'm not going if the cruise is if the boat's not wrapped like the Tesla if
yes.
There's not a JoJo
okay, I get what
Siwa
you're saying.
Wrapped cruise ship
yeah.
Then
it is, yeah.
Then I,
is it
it's
even,
a, it's not there's yeah. No amount of money that would get me there. I need to see her face
on the side
on
of
the
horizon.
Boat.
Do you do cruise? Is cruise something? Some people are scared of boats and cruise.
You know what's so
are
funny?
Are you cool with cruise?
I was just texting about this today, and Steven, uh-huh. Had, we have a shared uh-huh. manager, Steve. He said, I also will never go on a cruise. And
he's
I,
very anti-cruise, but he seems like he would have fun.
You know what? I've never been on a cruise, and they. Do, I will say, as someone who's never been, they do, I'm a little apprehensive because I feel like I would get claustrophobic, but I'm not sure.
I went on a cruise. How do you feel about being in the mall always?
You know, I think I'm good on that.
But at sea.
With no escape.
My big problem with the cruise was actually not claustrophobia because the ship is massive.
Okay.
It's like bigger than a mall.
See, I can't even
it's
picture
like
that.
A little city on the sea.
Okay, yeah.
But my big issue with the cruise was the notion of unlimited food.
Yes.
For everyone all the time made me be like, where is all this coming from and where is all it going to?
Where do they keep it? That is
yeah, where they
do they
storing
keep
all
it
that shrimp?
And where are they doing with the leftovers? So why can't I have crab as much as I want crab and as
oh,
much as I
no.
want ice cream?
Yeah, no, that's now I'm thinking about
what's
that.
Going on?
Where do they where is it going?
Where's it going? And
where'd
you get all
from?
That?
Yeah.
And how come it goes on forever, even no matter how much I eat?
Yeah.
And I say this with love and light, but there are some people on the cruise who I'm like, these people are here to eat the cruise food. And they're like, all
that's
you can
their
eat
vacation.
Into it. Buffet.
Yeah.
I'm here to eat. I'm getting plates and plates and plates and plates of food yes. at lunch.
Oh, the eating is the vacation. What's
the
your vacation
activity?
Activity? When you're out and about, when you take time. Wait, because yeah. you're same as us. You're Midwest.
Yep. Yes.
And so you like lakes?
Yes.
Lake vibe.
Gabe asks a question and then tells you your answer.
Yes.
He said, what's your vacation?
Tell
you
me.
You like lakes.
No, it's just, I'm just remembering as I'm looking into your sweet, sweet Midwest yeah. eyes that there's probably a pontoon in there somewhere.
As this episode drops, I will be on a lake.
Yes.
And I will be
where?
I will be knee deep back at my cabin, my yes. hometown. But because 4th of July, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but in the Midwest, 4th of July is like Christmas. It's
yeah.
like as big, if not
yes.
bigger than
yes.
Christmas. And every year, like for 4th of July, there's a massive flip cup tournament. That's the family thing. There's losers brackets, a winners bracket. It's very official.
Whoa.
Very, very official.
Who heads that
you
up?
You must come.
Who heads that up? Who
so,
organizes that?
Usually it's at my aunt and uncle's house.
Okay. Because
they have a cabin like a few houses down.
You're doing
yeah.
commune. Family's doing
yes,
commune.
Yes. Yeah,
this
yeah,
rocks.
Yeah.
This
okay,
rocks. So, we're going.
Yeah.
I'm hearing for this so
and
hard.
It's about 2 miles fully around. So like it is
okay.
small.
What
you could
state
swim
are
across
we in?
Wisconsin. You could swim across it. It's the most amazing thing. I am now. I did lose last year, but
okay.
before that, I was a 3-time reigning last man standing flip cup champion.
Whoa!
And my family has
you.
Won quite a lot of team. We have shirts. We have branded Nike Swish shirts with a red solo cup on the tip, like dumped over it. And our team is called Just Do It.
Hell
or
yeah.
No, sorry, Just Flip It.
Just
Flip It is our team name.
Oh,
and it's got a little so it's a very serious holiday for me. Every year I'm like, you won't find me anywhere outside of Wisconsin.
You got
on
a
the
lot of cousins.
July.
You got a lot of cousins.
Lots of cousins. Yeah, okay. It's a whole.
Do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older sister and a younger sister.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a whole
middle child. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Big
I've
middle
never
child.
Never been more jealous in my life. I want to go to a lake where all my family is.
You know what's
games?
Funny is like in any time I've traveled or gone places, because I feel like there's two ways you can travel. There's a vacation and there's a trip.
Yeah.
A vacation is like on the beach, someone's bringing you pina coladas.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And a trip is like, we're in Rome, we're sightseeing, we're seeing the old stuff. Yeah. And like,
we're walking 10,000 steps a day.
Above all of that, like favorite place on earth, hands down, I will choose to be at my cabin like any day of the week.
There's something about like a third space, not third space in the like pickleball center church kind of category, but like there's something like that type of, is that the house you grew up in?
So I grew up going there because I actually moved around quite a lot, but I mostly grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay.
From the time I was like in fourth grade is when I landed in
Wisconsin. Okay. So you set the scene of what it feels like to be in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Wait, Maddie, where's the accent?
That's the first thing I did when I moved here.
Okay.
Is I got, but when I get drunk, it comes
out. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I would love it.
Oh, and
I
then
would love
I was
to hear it.
Talking to your mom about it.
Oh shit.
I was talking to your mom about it.
Oh, excuse me there. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't mean to bump into you there. Oh, sorry. Hey, you guys gonna go down when it's wintertime there, lake freezes over and me and the boys were playing and kind of hit him with one of them danglers there.
Put it
right in
gosh.
There, you know what I mean?
Oh, and you know I caught a big walleye and we fried her up for dinner.
Oh.
Yeah. It's in the bag over there.
Oh,
it's
the
right
bag.
Over there in the bag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, oh Wisconsin. God. Wisconsin has a Canadian softness to it.
Yes.
That Michigan has more of like our Michigan. Our Michigan
Grant.
Is, or brother Grant
oh, like
is
a,
Grant.
Grant. Grant.
Grant.
Mom, can you give me a towel?
Mom, Dad, it's a little more that than like
ours is like
Wisconsin.
Mom, it's very open.
It's
are you
in the
saying?
Back.
Are
it's
you
in
saying
the back.
Hello?
I don't say so because there are things I never picked up on because we moved there when I was I never did bubbler. Are you guys bubbler or water
no.
fountain?
Oh, we're like water drinking fountain.
Wisconsin is all bubbler. Like, where's the
that's
bubbler?
So cute.
And that's what the so I never adopted like certain phrases.
Yeah.
But oh god, I really had the accent,
dude.
For a long.
Why not? Be where you are.
Yeah.
Be where
be
you
who
are.
You
yeah.
are. Where you are.
That's why.
That's
when
really
about,
good.
What about when you get a bacon, egg, and cheese? It's on a what?
Oh, a bagel.
Yeah.
Bagel.
Okay.
Bagel. I had a bagel this morning.
A bagel.
Gosh.
And then like, the roof, like root beer. Root. Oh, she's up on the roof.
The roof.
The roof.
There was a little bit of that where we were.
Was there?
Roof.
Yeah, roof.
That's
roof beer.
Really good. Yeah. Oh, that feels so good. Okay,
what about days of the week? Is that just an old guy?
No, that's Grant. That's just Grandpa
old
and
guy
our
thing?
Woodshop teacher. He would say
woodshop teacher.
He would
yes.
say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday.
Tuesday.
That's we're going there
really
on Friday.
We're going there on Friday.
Wow, that's really funny.
And I thought it was Michigan for a second, but then I realized
it's just grandpa.
Literally our
just
grandpa
guys.
And our one woodshop teacher.
You know
that
what?
Were the
now
only
that I think about it, I think
that.
My grandma. Said, I
really?
Think my grandma does
it
that.
It must
kind
be
of
generational.
Thing. Oh, cause, Sunday.
Cause Sunday.
On Sunday.
Dialect.
Something about that.
Yes.
Dialect is place, but it's also time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
And our grandma and we all talk like in the way of these years. Yeah. And our grandparents all talked in the way of their years.
Oh,
and
I
think
I went
Monday
up there
is
on
that.
Monday.
A Monday.
Yeah, that is so true.
Isn't that crazy?
I never thought about that.
Isn't
before.
That crazy? We're all gonna be in our deathbeds talking about how we slayed in the early 2020s.
Should we write
like, okay, grandpa?
Should we write a fight song or like a walk up song for Maddie's family's
oh yeah,
yes.
team.
Just flip,
flip
it.
Team. Yes.
Just flip it. Hold on. Let me give
yeah.
me.
Oh, nope. This is so
hold
good.
On. Hold
usually
on.
We play "We Are the Champions" as we arrive at the competition.
But you don't have to do that this year because this year you'll have your own custom song.
Nope. That's
yes.
Just flip. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hey.
Just flip it.
Just flip it.
They're coming to town to win it, and they're gonna flip it.
Flip it,
yeah.
Flip it,
yeah.
Flip it.
You can't beat them, you'll never win against them.
Against them, against them, against
Jonathan?
Just flip it. Just flip it. Just flip it. Flip it.
You guys walk out to that. It's 13 seconds long.
And it's literally bad.
And it's just you guys stomping.
I'm going to play this.
Doesn't rhyme once. Absolutely. Horns that I found.
This is what we need to gain back our title.
Absolutely. We need to shake it up.
Yeah, we have to.
Is it your two sisters and your parents? So it's five of you on the team.
So we usually have, I think I want to say teams of six. Oh. I'm trying to remember. So it kind of varies each year. And like sometimes we'll have friends staying with us or whatever. And so it kind of like rotates. But generally, a lot of people, like my wife, for instance, doesn't want to play on our team because my dad, and I fully believe I get this from him, the competition is real.
Yeah.
We're not here for
and
fun.
And she's like, I'm not doing this.
No, we're not here for fun. We're here to win.
You know what? That's really healthy of her to be like, yeah. I'm not doing
and
this
she's
with
like,
you guys.
She's like, I can't have this pressure on me.
Yeah.
Like,
this is something though. Okay. Because where is she from and what's...
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is something that I think...
It's Midwest.
There's something Midwest... It's like card games yes. and like all these things where like you give yourself to the thing.
Yes.
You are all in. This is like as real as it possibly can be.
It's football. It's American.
And right. also it's fake and fun.
Yes. Yes.
But if you didn't grow up around that, it's a yeah. really hard thing to navigate.
Oh, it's for
fake.
Sure.
It's fake and fun, but it is like
matters so much.
It, yes. it would piss me off crazy if my teammate didn't take it seriously.
No, yes. 100%. Yes. It's questions. A real thing.
Are Midwesterners more competitive? Is this what we're trying to say?
I don't know about competitive.
That's a good question.
But
more
can get
game forward.
Game, yes. We get swept up in game more, okay. I think.
True.
I think there's not a lot for us
to do.
Right.
And so what we do to, have.
It has to come from
it
in here.
It has right. to come.
Right.
We're in it. Fully.
I
we
do
must
love
commit.
That. I do love that. That sounds right.
What's in the cups at this flip cup competition?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Like, are y'all slammed by the end from all these games?
Slammed. Slammed.
That's so fun.
And in fact, I usually don't drink a lot of beer any other time than flip. Like I prepare.
Oh, y'all are doing beer.
Yeah.
Not even seltzer?
No. Sometimes I'll do seltzer, but a lot wow. of times it's like beer. And it's like.
What kind?
You have to be prideful in your beer. So like if you're showing up, with, we have the Miller Lights.
Yep.
Which right. I'm so sorry that your taste buds are that fucked up. We have the true. Coors Lights families. We have the Bud Light families.
Whoa.
Right, and it's like that's all that's in the cooler.
Which
and
one's
like,
the champagne of beer again?
Miller Lite.
That's Miller Lite.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
you're feeling like, that's
and I
not
can't.
Champagne
I don't know what. I think it maybe was because that's what I did the first time I played.
Yeah.
And that was a rude awakening for me. It was a terrible time.
Kind of like when I was in second grade, my neighbor made me suck on wasabi peas, and now I can't have wasabi anymore.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
That's exactly
that
it.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the same.
Or like I probably won't ever drink UV Blue again for the same reasons. You
oh.
know what
I don't
I mean?
Even know what that is.
What
it
is
sounds
UV blue?
Toxic. It sounds toxic.
It says blue.
You know what that is, Grant?
It's like the first alcohol you ever snuck
yes.
in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Gabe and I were lame and boring.
It's blue. Blue. It, yeah.
Were
it's
you like, being cool in high school and doing and
here's
doing
the thing.
Drinking? And
there's no and, way Maddie wasn't cool in high school.
And doing
no
drinking
way.
And rock and roll. But there's theater in you.
Yeah. I don't drink very much now because I think I drank so much in high school. And I didn't go to college. Like I did
oh, cool.
all of my... dumbest things in my high school era for sure. But Wisconsin is like a little different. I will say it is legal to drink underage as long as
what?
Your parent buys it for you.
It's true in Michigan too.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've been what? Drinking legally at the local bar at my cabin since I was like 16 years old.
No
cool.
way.
Yeah. So like I learned how to drink and I made a lot of mistakes, but I didn't really,
you
I didn't go
kid,
to college.
So
I didn't party
matter.
At college. Like I definitely partied when I was here. Like when I moved here right at 18. So I was like a fresh
holy shit.
Doe-eyed young child
that's amazing.
Here. Like, so I did. I definitely there. Yeah. I think I did all of the, like I learned all of the college games, the flip cup, the chandelier, the King's cup, the everything, the beer pong.
From mommy and daddy.
In like at my cabin. In
that's school. Sick.
Oh, cool.
So that was, it wasn't cool.
I didn't drink. I literally,
sounds amazing.
This here's what wasn't cool. I literally didn't drink until I was 21.
Really?
Went to a bar at 21.
You actually didn't?
Actually didn't. Bro.
Wow.
Boring.
Wow.
And I walked in and I was like, barkeep, hand me a beer. It's time. Daddy's having his first sip of alcohol.
And then he said,
took one sip and was like, ew wee, yucky.
Gross.
I'll have a Shirley's Temple instead.
Okay, have you guys seen the...
No, but actually literally didn't drink till 21. Embarrassing.
The drinks, like drinking per capita maps of the United States.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is the winner. Not even close.
Yeah, not even close.
Wisconsin is the king of drinking in the United States.
I have a coworker from Wisconsin who could drink everybody he ever meets under the table, and he does every time.
And cheese.
And cheese.
No, it's a bad.
Are you proud? Do you feel proud?
Sometimes I am. Like, for instance, last weekend.
Of her drinking or of Wisconsin?
Of Wisconsin. Well, I'm very proud of Wisconsin. It's taught me well so that when I do have a lapse in judgment overall, like last weekend, we had a great time. It was like a weekend full of shows. We had 3 shows in a row, and we had to like fly up for one and fly down. So we felt really like accomplished, and it was super fun. But the last one was we got to play main stage at WeHo Pride. So after I was just so excited that we like made it through the weekend and it was this big accomplishment that I proceeded. I think I probably had 15 shots of tequila.
Holy cow.
Like, I think I drank so much tequila that I can't even fathom how much it was.
You're still sweating tequila now.
Oh, yeah. The next day I was hurting, but like, I wasn't hurting as much as I should have because I think I had all these years of drinking wisdom within me.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. Now I know that won't last. Like, now I need to chill.
Yeah.
Well, as we get older, it gets harder to recover.
So much harder.
It's crazy.
So much harder. It's the sugar, too.
It's the sugar. That's why I'm Dirty Gin Martini till the day I die.
Same. I think
it's fucking seawater. I don't think it tastes good. Everyone's like, oh, you like that? I'm like, no, I don't like terrible. It, but I don't want to be like miserable.
But
tomorrow.
Mommy's trying to shake ass and not feel bad later.
And not feel bad tomorrow. I've got to work.
Yeah. I think the only reason I made it out alive was because it was straight tequila. Yeah. No mixers, no sugar, no nothing.
Straight shots are helpful.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm so prideful. And my favorite thing to do is talk about the Flip Cup tournament and on labor. So 4th of July is Flip Cup, Labor Day it's beer pong, and we host the beer pong at our place, so it's
so
like
fun.
It's
how many family houses are on this lake?
So honestly there's tons of families that have been there,
but but you're friends with all of them?
Yes, everyone knows.
Oh, like it's the whole lake.
It is the whole lake. It is about 60 to 80 people, I would say, that show up to the... That's why there has to be a winner's bracket and a loser's bracket.
Right, because too many people.
Yeah, it's like too many things to figure out.
Otherwise, you wouldn't play for like hours and hours and hours.
Exactly. Which is why we're drunk by the time we start, because it takes so long to get the bracket set up that we're like, all right, let's listen up. Whatever.
I know you're happily married, obviously, and living your life as a wife. However, how fucking awesome would it be to be having a crush on someone else that lives on the lake and you only see them there when you're with when you're with the families and you're only having like the one 4th of July night and then you're like, I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
I think you're pitching Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait. Yeah. That is Summer I Turned Pretty. Love that show.
That's definitely happened. And so many families, like there are so many families that are related, but also so many families that like will like marry into like other families that will be. So it's a very wholesome small town.
Everyone's becoming related if they weren't already.
And that's actually beautiful. How my parents met. There's a neighboring lake and my mom was a part of the band and she sang and she lived above the bar and sang at this bar. And like, that's how they met is like my dad would go, it burned down. It's not, there's only like our lake bar.
What do you think she was singing?
Oh, yeah.
She was called the group was called Dan Wood and the Wooden Dolls, and she was one of the Wooden Dolls.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. And she does like, she sounds like Patsy Cline. Like if she does Crazy by Patsy Cline, it's like game over.
Oh,
like
my
there's
God.
No.
Grant threw the reverb on you in case you were about to get
crazy.
Into it. He's ready.
Crazy for feeling so lonely.
And your dad walks in and is like, who's that?
Literally.
And then he said, oh, Vuga.
I'm crazy.
Oh yeah, the amount of videos on my phone of just my dad. It's like people don't even film my mom anymore because we just know she's good, and it's all filming my
Cute.
Dad sitting there like drooling, watching.
Aww. He's like, you want to come take a ride in my pontoon after
he's
this?
Like, oh yeah, you want to come? I got the boat out and we can go for a ride.
We could go kissing on the
boat. We can go kissing on the boat.
Hey, that's really cute. So
that's amazing.
For those of you who are living under a rock, Maddie's a singer in a band called Senses, and she be shredding. I heard about you at WeHo Pride.
Oh.
I actually don't even remember who was telling me, but they
I saw
were like,
clips, bro. You were ripping.
They were like, fun. Maddie was shredding so crazy that people were stopping and joining the crowd.
You know, it's funny because our set time, and it was a Sunday at 3:30. So the gays have not awoken yet from Saturday night.
No, most
people are still in full recovery mode.
3:30 p.m. is a gay 6 a.m.
Exactly. They're resting. But honestly, it was great. We had a lot of friends show up and we felt very supported. And I was honestly, it was my first catwalk experience.
Oh my God.
Really hard to keep up with the catwalk. Like I was.
Because you were getting winded.
Winded. Winded. Like,
oh, because that's a whole different ball game.
And not only that, but the catwalk is in front of the PA. So the delay and you're hearing it in your ears. So I think sometimes I was a little bit behind because I, you know, I was like hearing the click, but it was a trip for sure. But it was so fun. And I'm actually really happy at how the crowd turned out.
That's
because,
great,
you know,
dude.
I wasn't expecting a ton.
I was hearing people were stopping dead in their tracks and going, who's that? And coming to the crowd.
Oh, that's so cool.
I was literally hearing that through the grapevine.
Oh, that's really cool. Wait, are you saying I'm on the grapevine? I've made it to the grapevine.
And Allie's grapevine is a pretty serious grapevine.
I'm having a crazy grapevine and I'm hearing this through it.
An absolute crazy grapevine.
I'm tapped into the grapevine and they're saying good things about you.
Now I've made it. If you ask me when you think I've made it, it's Allie's grapevine
now. No, believe me, I can't get anywhere near Allie's grapevine.
No, God,
I keep trying to be like, hey, guys, I've got a show going on. I do musical comedy.
Literally. And they're like, what's that guy's name again?
I'm Allie's brother.
Literally look exactly like you. Who is that guy?
Who's that fucking guy?
How do you know him?
Nerdy dad trying to insert himself into what's going on.
I'm like, I have no idea, you guys. Let's go.
I don't know.
We just put out an episode of this show last week, now when these air, that Allie tells me that I am just fully giving.
He says, you know, I like Brentwood, but it's like a bunch of dads. And I'm like, with Love and Light, you're like not even like a young dad. You're like an age appropriate dad style dad.
You are the dads.
No, first of all, when she told me that, she didn't say with Love and Light. She just went right in, skipped the Love and Light part.
That's true.
And I'm just like, said, you're
we
old
all
ass,
remember things differently.
You're old ass and boring, and you make sense pushing a stroller. It looks like you should 100%. Be doing that.
I said, you're not even a young dad. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you could have had a baby 5 years ago, and then you would have been a young dad, but now you're just like a dad-aged dad, and you look like a dad, and you dress like a dad.
It brings up a very important question. Like, how far are there things that you've consciously leaned into, like being a dad, like doing the dad thing?
I was just talking about this, and I feel it still feels like stolen valor. My daughter is 13 months, almost 14 months now. So over a year, I still feel crazy saying like that I'm dad.
Or like daughter, my daughter.
Yes, that all feels odd. Like, you know, you're a married person.
Yeah.
You know, when you start saying wife for the first time, you're like,
I'm like,
it like tastes different in a way that you're like, I guess.
Yes.
And now it's like normal.
Okay.
But like, I haven't reached that yet with kid.
Got it.
It still feels like.
Should we write you a song to encourage you to call yourself dad?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, Grant is also trying to keep us on time with doing a haiku, but we'll write a song about you guys can encourage me to being into being dad.
Yeah.
That feels like something I could use, I guess. Let me get you right in here.
Hey.
Like Chance the Rapper.
Hey, I gotta make sure, is the mic on? All right, here we go. You gotta fully lean in to being a dad. Go get those old Nikes and rub them in grass.
We're rhyming.
You gotta mow the lawn a bunch of times and get those old shoes dirty in your jorts that you've had since 1995.
When I was 3 years old.
When you were three, now you've grown into them as a dad. It's a
they
thing,
were huge
it's a
when
thing.
I was three. They were so huge, and now I've finally grown into them. Like the feeling of being a dad.
Yeah.
So say it, Gabe. Say what you are.
Hot and super tall.
Say it, Gabe. Say what you are now for real.
Super smart and a go-getter.
Okay, almost there.
Please, Gabe, just say what you actually are now. Say it.
Say it with your whole chest.
I guess I'm a dad.
Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.
Daddy, 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 dad.
I was afraid of this.
Daddy, dad, dad. Daddy, daddy, dad, dad. Daddy, daddy, doo-dee-doo-doo.
He's a father, he's a father.
I knew there was going to be a portion of that song where Gabe started going, daddy, daddy,
daddy, daddy, daddy.
I had no choice.
There was no choice involved.
Felt a little bit emotional about saying dad. Faced it. And
here we are.
Swerved it and went, daddy, yeah. Daddy, 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 daddy. Because I didn't want to have to say it out loud and feel emotions.
I think
emotions.
We just experienced the growth in real time.
That was, like, it felt good, actually. Yeah. It felt nice. I needed that. Grant, we need to do a haiku to stay on track with an episode, or should we just say Zaddy Zooty for the next?
Zaddy well, that Zooty. Can be your haiku, Gabe. Oh, yeah. Okay. You want to take a crack at it?
We do speed haikus on this show, okay. Which is you can't think about it, and it's 5 syllables, okay. 7 syllables, 5 syllables.
We just write a haiku about what we've talked about.
Well, okay. Whatever we've just talked about. So I'm going to do one about Wisconsin.
Okay.
Whoa. Hey. Whoa. Sorry. Didn't mean to do that there. you watching the game?
Whoa.
That's
straight
my,
up.
That's my Wisconsin haiku. And honestly, I feel pretty good about
that. That was one of your best haikus.
Yeah, that was really, that was really good.
It could be anything. We really talked about, good. What did we talk about? We talked about Wisconsin. We talked about yeah. Flip Cup. We okay. talked about Daddy. We talked about pride.
I got one.
Allie, you yeah, got one?
Word on the street is Maddie was fretting at Pride. Go girl on catwalk.
Wow.
Go girl on catwalk.
Go girl on catwalk.
That feels like merch.
I love that.
Go girl on catwalk. I was going to say go girl on
catwalk. That's census merch. Census ex mom said go girl on catwalk.
I was going to say go girl on the catwalk, but I decided to follow the rules this time.
Okay. Now I want something that says like go go gadget catwalk.
Go go gadget catwalk. Go girl on catwalk.
Go girl on catwalk.
I think we need that spiritually inside of all of us to have a go go gadget.
Yes.
Okay, do you have anything that comes to you? It's the best is when you run right into it. Just run. Yeah.
Do I drink too much? Tequila is not my friend. Gabe is now a dad.
Oh.
It was sort of like drinking and fatherhood.
Avoiding answering the question of do I drink too much? Tequila's not my friend. Gabe's now a dad.
It was
anyway.
It was like it started with introspection, then it was like and let's go to his to move thing.
Off
actually,
of that. Let's get off
yeah,
that.
Let's actually yeah. let's pivot. Let's
which is what thing. I did when I tried to face. I'm a dad.
Daddy.
That's how it goes. Each and every week, you guys send us a voice memo of a problem you're having. Oh, I'm very excited about this one. It fits this croup.
Yay.
This croup?
Croup.
That's us.
It fits this croup. That's your crew group.
The croup.
The chicken croup.
The chicken croup. Each and every week you send us a voice memo of a problem you're having and we try to solve that problem. Dude, I've been rushing through that every single time.
I like it.
Thank you so much. Each and every week you send us a voice memo of a problem you're having and we try to solve that problem through the power of beautiful music or at the very least.
Music.
Yes. This one comes in from anonymous because they think their problem is so dumb and they don't want it to go, they don't want it to be traceable to them. Just so you know, I do have your email on the back end of this. So I know who you are.
Uh-oh.
But I would never. Hey, listen to me. I'm a dad now. Wait. I'm a father. I would never betray.
Gabe, do you know who the person is or you just have the email of the person?
I have their name. It's literally their name.
But you don't know them. You don't know them.
You don't know them personally.
You don't know them personally.
I would never say or not
say.
Oh
my God. Oh, exciting. Wow. Okay. I hope I know them.
Hi, Gabe siblings.
Hello.
It's someone whose name you'll never know.
Fair enough.
And I'm going to mini podcast my problem to you in the form
Thank you so much.
Of a haiku. Okay,
oh
here
God,
goes.
On theme.
Let's see. Okay. Terrible crush on my gay best friend.
Yeah.
And I want to die.
Okay. Okay.
Oh no.
Okay. That sums it up. Bye.
Okay.
That's the whole voice memo is terrible. What is it?
Terrible crush on my gay best friend
and I want to die.
And one day past Pride Month, no less.
No, I know.
And we've all been
We should have answered this last month.
We've all been there and that's okay. And by the way, I went to college and did theater school. So word.
You understand what it's, Al, can you speak to
Also, you if you're gay best friend is a woman, then you're set. You could just date.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't see the problem.
I don't see the problem.
I don't see any setback.
Okay, no, but
it works for me.
Assuming your gay best friend is gay in a way that doesn't work in your favor. Mm. What to do?
Just give him a kiss anyway.
Nope. We're a consent forward podcast. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Let's do something else.
Just go ahead and give him a kiss anyway.
Nope. Actually, we're a consent just give forward. A no, kiss. I'm very serious
Maybe
about it.
Maybe you'll spark something
forward.
In them.
Okay.
And right. Just give
I've
anyway.
Actually got another route.
Okay. Am I playing the right vibe, or do you need a whole new song after I ruined it?
You're gonna have to start.
Okay, all right.
You can't just give someone a kiss that doesn't want it.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, Vogue declared it being embarrassing to have a boyfriend. I don't know if you remember that, but that helped a lot of women realize some things, whether it's that they should have a girlfriend or have just sort of a gay best friend that's a boy that's there for you. It's embarrassing to have a boyfriend anyway.
It's embarrassing to have a boyfriend anyway, so there's absolutely no reason for you to even pursue anything, is what we're saying. We're saying, don't bother.
Don't bother.
Shouldn't
don't
have bother. A boyfriend anyway.
Shouldn't happen anyway.
It should never happen. Don't bother.
Don't
it should
bother.
Never happen. Don't bother.
Don't bother. Maybe
don't
get
bother.
A bicycle.
Don't bother.
Maybe get a goldfish or something.
A boyfriend's never done anything good for anyone.
Ever
in history. Ever.
I tried to have many boyfriends and now I'm married to a woman. Maybe you should do what I did.
Don't bother. Don't bother.
Don't bother with
don't
a boyfriend.
Bother. The
don't bother.
Not gonna work
just
out
do
for
what
you
I did.
Anyway.
Just do what Maddie did and marry a beautiful lady.
Beautiful lady, not a boyfriend. Boyfriends are overrated and embarrassing.
Boyfriends are overrated and embarrassing.
As far as your crush, look into the eyes of your beautiful best friend and say, I'll be gay now too with
let's,
you.
Let's both be gay.
Let's all be gay.
Let's both be gay.
Boyfriend is embarrassing.
Is embarrassing.
So let's both be gay.
Both be gay.
Basically, just stop what you're doing.
I think we helped a lot.
Yeah.
If you can't figure out how to be gay, that's understandable. It happens.
Yes, it does happen.
Just
don't be alarmed. That does happen.
Don't be
you're
alarmed.
Not
that
doing
does
anything
happen.
Wrong.
You but do have to know, give it your best shot.
But you have to try.
But just know, in your unrequited love, take solace in the fact that it would have been do anyway.
Because yeah. It's boyfriend. Boyfriend right. Is bad.
Boyfriend. Right. Boyfriend bad.
I get what's going on.
Boyfriend obviously is bad. Obviously bad. Obviously yeah. Bad. No offense to Grant, who is somebody's boyfriend. I'm sure you're lovely.
We're sure you've made it out.
Yeah. You're nice.
I'm sure you're one of the good ones.
I've seen you be nice to her. 99.9% of the time. I've actually never seen you ever fight. You guys are in love. It's very
that's
cute.
Great. Would you consider yourself a good boyfriend, Grant?
I would hope so. I try my very best, but we all make mistakes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
My guy.
That was so wholesome.
I'm glad you're trying your very best.
Yeah.
That's all you can do, really.
Yeah.
Honestly, I started saying 99 and then realized it was 100, so I had to say 99.999%.
Yeah, but I'll let you in on a little secret.
Yeah.
It's not 100.
Okay, great, 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 great. Thank Christ.
Thank God.
I can't imagine how it could be.
Yeah. It's not possible.
No one's ever batted 1,000 for...
Oh, no, yeah. To be doing life with another person
no,
means
God.
You're not
yeah,
killing
God.
It 100.
And actually, I'm willing to admit that sometimes women make mistakes, too.
That's, I yeah. have yet to see it.
Much rare.
Yet to see it.
Same. I have yet to see that.
Yet
clip
to see
that.
It.
Clip that.
Go ahead. Clip that. Go ahead. Go ahead. Clip. I've yet to see a lady make a mistake. Never seen it. Go ahead. Clip that.
For feel some reason, you saying a lady was so creepy.
It's because I'm old,
a lady?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
you're...
He said, I've yet to see a lady make a mistake.
Oh, I have yet gosh. To see a young lady.
Anyway,
make
I do think
mistake.
We solved.
I do think we solved. He's setting me up for. I've yet to see. Gosh, ladies, I've yet to see any of you make a mistake. I've been watching for quite a long time, waiting for one of you to make a mistake, and haven't noticed a single one. So, congrats to you, and it's an honor to be witnessing you from behind this fence.
From behind this one-way
behind
mirror.
This one-way mirror.
Creepo, creepo. Grant, should we move in a direction that involves? Oh, we do a thing first before you. Okay, great. Oh my gosh. Well, you said we had to do haiku, so I thought we were rushing.
Wow.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, we're losing Grant to pee-pee time. Yep.
Grant's
it's his
favorite
thing
in the world is to leave during the podcast.
He's like, actually, you've said my name now, and that's my cue.
I'm not done talking about the Midwest because it's the summertime, and this is kind of when I miss it because the summers don't have the... do you feel like time passes different here than it does? I feel like I lose track of like, oh, well, June is same as December.
Here
same.
In Los Angeles, time passes worse and faster.
Yes. And there's like a gray film over time.
I have a question since we're talking about time and gray film. Yeah. Where do you want to die?
Ooh, where do I want to die? Yeah,
certainly not in Los Angeles, right?
Certainly not.
This is going to lead us into our rapid fire, by the way.
It would be cool to really go out in like a, I think for me, a dramatic way would be great. Like,
what I like is that I asked, where do you want to die? And you went straight to how.
Yeah. How? I have never thought about this. Never thought about this before.
And you said, I'm loading myself into a cannon, actually. Next month.
Over the Atlantic via cannon.
Hell yeah.
Actually, I think. No, I think
over the Atlantic. I want to die over top that cold water.
I don't know. Or like maybe maybe I take a walk in Antarctica into the open.
Whoa.
And I just kind of freeze my way. Yeah.
That's kind of sick.
And then I don't know. Maybe I'm just like a snow statue or something.
Have you seen that video that just came out of that woman who walked into the ocean and then just disappeared?
What?
By the way, Grant, that door being open let in a bunch of nice cold air. Can we do that again? Does that feel nice?
Hot.
Are you guys sweaty?
I'm not hot.
Just me?
Just you.
I'm just nervous.
I know.
I'm just feeling anxious.
I'm doing something that requires my brain,
He's
sweating.
Performance anxiety.
I'm having you guys made me do a bit. You guys made me do comedy. And it freaked me out.
We made him say dad, and he's been sweating.
I know. I've been feeling uncomfortable about my own personality.
You have to face the reality that you're approaching your mid-30s.
Yeah. I'm kind of in them, huh? I'll be 34 in a couple months.
And your dad, like what more? That's like incredible. Bro. Mid-30s dad.
The only thing you're missing is a mortgage. No offense.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's crazier is had one. Don't have one anymore.
Oh my God. That's a nightmare.
Crazier.
Oh man.
Wait, are you just asking people where they want to die and you don't know or do you know?
Yeah, no. The reason I asked is because
that's a big swing.
We're all talking about the Midwest. And I think like we all love Los Angeles in many ways, but I don't think Los Angeles is where anyone plans to stay till they die.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
So my wife wants to move immediately. Like she's from here and she doesn't want to only live here throughout her whole life, which is totally fair.
Are we talking US, leaving US?
No, I think, well, maybe.
Yeah.
But no, I think just somewhere that's not, you know, she's from here, has always lived here. And so I've kind of moved around and experienced different things. So here you have it, folks. Definitely
the exclusive that Maddie from Senses is moving.
Yes.
Where
I'm
are
moving.
You going?
I'm moving. No, I don't know. I think there's so much that I haven't seen, you know?
Sure.
That here's, as I thought about this sitting here, something I always thought was the perfect ending was the ending of Bicentennial Man. You know that movie?
I haven't seen it.
Oh my gosh.
Tell me it again.
Spoiler alert.
Bicentennial Man.
Tell me it again.
An incredible movie.
Uh-huh.
Bicentennial Man.
Yeah.
Let me say that one more time. Yeah. Bicentennial Man.
I like listening to you say it over and over again. Where? How does it end, the film?
So,
and this Centennial Man is bi?
The Centennial Man. You're saying a bi?
Even it's July?
Centennial Man?
You're saying a Centennial Man can be bi?
You're saying a shrimp fried this rice?
Unacceptable.
You're telling me a cis teen built this chapel?
There you go.
Some dad jokes to make Gabe feel comfortable.
Stop it. I have... Okay, keep going.
But it's
how does
you
that
know,
movie
I actually haven't seen it in a while, but for some reason I'm having like a nostalgic flash. So skip over this if you haven't seen it because it's worth seeing. It's a Robin Williams movie. It's absolutely incredible. It's kind of relevant to now because it's like about robots and like the integration of like,
I know what you're talking
about,
but
it's like a beautiful love story kind of. And they die like side by side holding hands together. Like at
the Notebook.
Like Pompeii.
Yeah, it's like very Notebook. Like so yeah, that's that would be nice.
Wait, did you guys see that Nat Geo documentary that came out a couple years ago in theaters about that couple that studied volcanoes and they died together in the volcano?
No.
That's cute.
Yeah,
but that's
a really good documentary. And you hear the sound of them dying in a volcano.
Oh.
Wow.
They're like, it's going to blow kind of vibes. And then they're like, goodbye.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
I mean, they don't say goodbye, but that's the vibe.
Whoa.
Or like that one movie where they're stranded in the ocean and then finally the one guy gets eaten by the shark. So the girl just kind of like, yep, I'm getting eaten. They're just both shark food.
Is that Titanic?
I think it's open water.
Yeah.
Are sharks really that
hungry? Titanic, that couple that decided to just lay down in bed together and they're like, this is it. I'm like, lovely.
Wow, what a very romantic ending.
Yeah, something that would be kind of cute.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. I actually think maybe I don't feel enough romantic love in the moments that I feel romantic love, but I'm like, I don't know that I'll ever love one person enough to be like, yeah, let's die together.
That's fair.
I'll be like, if you're going down, that's your choice. I have other stuff to do.
I'm busy.
I've got other people that I like.
Busy. Yeah.
If you're going down, that's your choice. That's crazy.
If you're going down,
bro.
We're not going down together.
No, that does feel right.
Straight up.
Straight up. My gosh.
And by the way, I love you so much, but like, you do your
thing. Like, you seem to be having hypothermia and drowning in this water.
That doesn't sound
fun. And I'm fine to just hang out with my mom. Right.
I will be on this door. I will survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go do your thing.
So enjoy.
Yeah.
The volcano is hot. I'm walking
away. Like the Romeo and Juliet thing. I'm like, if I discovered my boyfriend had gone ahead and poisoned himself, I would be like, this
sucks. That sucks for you.
Yeah.
This sucks. I'm going to go talk about it.
You'd be like, bummer. You'd be like, bummer. You'd call your mom and then you'd go on Instagram Live and be like, chat.
I'd be like, chat, he died.
He died.
And I think it's about me, which is totally whack.
I didn't think he was going to do that and he did.
Would not do the same for him, no offense.
Yeah. No, like he was great, but we're not going to do that.
But that is a nice sweetness about your spirit that it was thinking of. Because if I'm honest, I wasn't thinking about other. I was thinking about self.
Yeah.
When it was how I would die. But it can involve other. That's very beautiful.
I do think it's probably going to be like dramatic and weird.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, just like drama. Yeah. Dramatic would be great.
I mean, might as well.
Yeah.
Why not?
Came into the world dramatically.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of the middle child, you know? It's like I have to have just like a otherworldly big finish.
grand finale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't go unseen.
Yeah, you fought for attention your whole life, and now you're going to get it for real.
I'm going to get it.
I wonder if, you know how they say that after you die, you could become a tree? Like, you can like do the thing where they cremate you and they plant you or whatever. I wonder if you could become a firework.
That would be
on theme with the 4th of July.
Cool.
Oh, that'd be sick as hell.
Okay, this is another thing. Whoa. My will say, my dad throws on the most bitchin' 4th of July firework show. It's a whole thing. We line him up on the dock. He's got this old shitty rowboat that we ties
line him up on the
dock.
We line him up on the dock.
Back in the day, he used to light the end with a cigar. It was like a thing him and his buddies would do, and he would have help from all his lake friends, and they would be like, "All right, light this one up." And now he's got, now we're in the future, so he's got the headlamp. I mean, it's very...
Sorry, are the fireworks in the rowboat or is he in the rowboat?
He's doing the fireworks in the rowboat, but he's not in the rowboat himself. He's running through the water, lighting the... running back. Yeah, so he's
Is he wearing waders or is he in a swimmer?
No, swimsuit. Oh, swimsuit fully. God. So,
that guy really is living the dream.
No, he's
that
living the dream.
Meaning Maddie's dad.
So now, like, to circle it back, to be one of those fireworks would be...
That would
be pretty cool.
If you lit up the lake one last time.
Yes, yeah.
Bro.
Light up the lake one last time. Definitely a song, but we have to move into our rapid fire questions.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, answer these as quickly as you can or skip them. Whatever you want.
Okay.
What are you allergic to?
Cats and ragweed and certain forms of intense painkillers.
Who are you? Who are you?
Oh, we're not allowed to ask follow-up questions.
Every time we do this, he asks follow-up.
Wait a sec.
We had a guest on a couple weeks ago, and it was like, they gave an answer like that, and I was like, oh my God, tell me more about that. And Allie's like, shut
up. I'm like, that's not what rapid fire is.
Okay.
Who are you wedgieing, dead or alive?
Who needs a wedgie?
A wedgie? Like Betty White would be so funny.
Oh my God.
Wait, I love that. Normally people pick like Hitler and you're like, I want to give a friend a prank.
No, I'm not doing a fun prank. That's not enough for them. I want like a fun
wedgie. Is
Wait, giving Betty White a wedgie's fire. Okay, stay focused, Gabe. Here we go. How do you pick out a good banana?
Oh, it has to be green. Green.
Green.
Name my Nissan Rogue.
2023.
2023 Nissan Rogue.
Cherry Fire.
Cherry Fire.
Period. And it's black, so that's amazing.
Wow. What is your favorite toe of yours?
My toes are stuck together, so my second and third.
You have a webby?
Yeah, I have webbed feet.
Yes!
So second and third, and I learned how to move them independently like this.
One of my best friends in middle school had webby.
Yeah.
Teeth for hair or hair for teeth?
Hair for teeth.
Oh man, that's going to be tricky. You're not having any saltwater taffy. What's your favorite subject in school?
Or otherwise?
Drama.
Period.
Hell yeah.
How long can you hold your breath, do you think?
I'm not actually that bad. Probably maybe a minute. That's overshooting it for sure.
I think you can do a minute.
I'm overconfident, but yeah.
You're a singer.
Yeah.
So you can do a minute. Were you high school and popular?
Probably 50-50.
Great.
50-50. I wouldn't say I'm like, oh my God, it's popular. But I tried to hang out with a lot of people.
What was your,
she was drinking and she's blonde, so she was probably cool. who's your hero?
My grandmother.
Oh, period.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Can I ask a follow-up question about that?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because that's
why?
The last
That's cool.
She's... like if you looked up just badass in the dictionary, she's 99 years old. She
alive.
Lives in,
she's
yes,
with us.
Yes. She's 99. She lives in Florida. She golfs. She plays bridge. She
Hell
has a
yeah.
bigger social life than I do.
Hell yeah.
And she's just the most loving and caring person I've ever met.
How inspiring.
It's just, it's like, it's not even like the way that I get like a soul, a full soul recharge when I'm around her oh. is like, and makes a mean old fashioned and the best French toast you'll ever have in your life.
What a queen. Oh. That's so
she's
inspiring.
A queen. She's a queen.
She golfs at 99 still?
She golfs at 99 and I'm wow. not, it's like not even real. It's not
That's
even.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. And she, we golfed together the last time we golfed, last time I was there, I can't remember, like a few months ago. Not even, I don't think it was a year ago. We were golfing and she's like, you know, you may get me in drives, but I've got you in putting. She's right.
Like, whoa.
Damn.
I'm not. She's got me in
She's
putting.
Mean on the green.
She said
she's
you can try for your whole life. She said you can try for your whole life. And
she
I'll
got her first hole in one when she was 80. She got whoa. A hole in one when she was 80. And Queen. She would still ski. She like got knee replacement surgery and would ski behind the boat at 80 years old. Like, it's nuts.
Whoa.
It's insane.
What's her name?
Carol.
Carol. There's a certain, Carol. There's a certain build, like mental build.
Yes.
Of like ladies of that generation that are just...
It's
different.
Unreal.
Is yeah. she yeah. really short?
She's short. I don't I know that really theory. Short.
I said build mentally and you're asking build
well,
physically.
Well, I have yeah. a theory that people live for a really long time if they're small like dogs do and people die young yeah. if they're big like dogs die.
You know what I think
big.
It is?
This that's
is,
true. That's not a theory.
I think that's so true. And I also think for her, she can fully just like fold like a pancake. Like,
oh, cool.
She will do her
oh,
dishes
flexy.
And she's just like her hands are to the floor. And I believe that her mobility and her ability to literally, like, she could fully pick something off the floor still at 99 without, like, without any. And I'm like, that, I'm like, I feel like I need to bend more. Yeah,
when I bend over, I go like this.
Yes. That's
There's
it.
There's a little exhale like, there. Allie, I think you're doing a really great job.
Stop. Please stop. Okay. So every hosting. Week I rank my brothers and Gabe always tries to.
And it's just so wonderful
me,
to
like,
watch each and every guest wow. we have comes on. And
I write a little
so
song about ranking my brothers. Gabe, shut up. I'm going
to
do a song.
And unrelated to how I feel about you and all the compliments I'm giving you right now, I think it's time for you to rank the
it's
brothers.
It's time to rank them. I have three brothers today. I'm going to rank them.
Style. Number two brother this week is Gabe.
Wow.
Because I feel bad for him and it seems like he needs this. And now the number one brother this week is Maddie. Number one brother, easily
Thank
best
you.
Singer in the room.
Wow.
Easily That's... coolest person in the room.
God damn.
Most rock and roll of all of us. Number one brother's Maddie.
Like, I get it and I respect it, but like, some of us have put 30 plus years into the brother thing, and then Maddie just comes in and has like
are
a kind
being,
vibe and
being,
is from.
I think it was the accent.
Let
I think
me
I got
ask
her with the accent.
You did.
Yeah. Let me
you
ask did. You this, Gabe. Are you being with any ounce of your being at all? Are you being rock and roll?
No.
No. See?
I have tattoos. I have tattoos.
I think the daddy, I think that was pretty rock and roll.
Okay.
Daddy,
okay,
doo-doo.
Great. Daddy doo-doo.
She's feeling
tattoos.
Generous with
I'm,
that.
I listened,
I'm just a guest
I listened
here,
to Sugar
okay?
We're Going Down Swinging on the way.
Sugar We're Going Down
On my
swinging?
Way here, I listened to Sugar We're Going Down Swinging.
Swinging.
And
sure,
it was
we're going down swinging.
I'm going downtown. Anyway, sorry, don't let me do that.
So stupid. Okay.
You did win the ranking of the brothers this week.
I feel so honored to be the favorite brother.
Have you ever been top brother before?
No, I've never been top brother. This is the first
it's
time.
It's kind of
Does
rare.
It feel good?
No, it feels like I'm experiencing high.
Right.
Great.
Totally. Yeah.
Hell
a
yeah.
full cerebral thing right
Happy
now.
Happy 4th of July. It's a 4th of July miracle.
Oh, yeah. Happy 250th to this beautiful country.
Wait, actually, happy 250th to this beautiful country.
Wow.
We're in a tough spot now, but I think we'll do all right soon.
Yes, I think soon.
We have Mom Donnie and we have the Knicks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's so
a bunch
true.
Of Los Angelinos.
A bunch of Los Angelinos feeling the
we
love.
We have Mom
of,
Donnie, though, no?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
We do.
No?
Well, in this city, we have the idea of Mom Donnie.
We have the TikTok compilations.
No, we're adopting from afar. We're my pulling bear. The energy.
My bear.
It's time now for it. Sterling Silver, which is Grant's Journal.
Yay.
Woo, 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 woo.
We sounded like a herd of birds in the beginning.
Okay.
Do you want to explain to Maddie what's happening with Grant's journal?
So Grant's never journaled before in his entire life.
Mm-hmm. No.
Being the what he is. And someone, a fan of the pod, our friend, sent us a bunch of Mario Kart merch, and Grant decided he's going to start journaling.
Wow.
And so now we take a segment on every podcast episode to hear what Grant's journaling
is
about.
This is so good. I love this.
I wrote down, I need a new candy obsession because for the longest time it's been gummy clusters.
Oh, are you breaking news right now?
I know. I was really nervous to bring this up, but I need a new candy obsession. The gummy clusters have been around for a long time.
Okay.
They've done what they've needed to do.
Okay.
A fun fact about, I just caught a glimpse of Grant's journal, the actual pages. A fun fact about Grant in his journaling practice is that once he reads something he journaled out loud, he crosses it out.
Which is lovely. We love
as
this.
As if it's like no longer relevant. Yeah, okay, I got matter. It. That one's done.
Handled
thank
it.
God.
Handled it.
And the Adoits can let me know in the comments what their candy obsession is because I know they'll have some good niche ones.
Yeah.
It can be in the realm. I think it still needs to
be. Are you seeking gummy or are you seeking chocolatey?
Yeah, no chocolate. It still needs to be kind of gummy.
You can't.
It could be sour.
Chocolate is my favorite, but you can't really hound chocolate.
No,
like you
I'm not having 36 pieces of
what's your candy?
You know what I mean?
What's your candy of choice?
So, because I am vegan.
And that's okay.
And
that's,
hey, look, we it's won't not tell okay. any. Hey, we won't tell anyone.
Please don't tell anyone.
We can cut this
please
out.
Please don't tell anyone.
We'll cut it.
We'll cut this.
So I went to this this very popular vegan butcher shop the other day, which is so funny to say out loud. Yeah, vegan deli.
Oh,
Maciel's.
I thought that. What's the friend? Best friend.
Besties.
Besties.
Yeah.
No,
there's a good amount, but this one is straight up deli. Really good.
Whoa.
And they have the they're like knockoff Snickers, Milky Ways, and Twixes. So it's same branding, same wrapper almost, but they like the Milky Way one is called like Space Chunk or something.
Sure,
it's like
sure.
just a sure. little bit off. And so that's kind of been my new obsession over the last 43 hours.
But they hit just
they
the
hit.
Same.
They hit just
we
the
said,
same.
Maddie, what's your favorite candy? And she said Space Chunk.
Space Chunk.
Y'all know about Space Chunk?
Yeah.
Go ahead, get some
I
Space Chunk.
I wonder about Skittles for you, Grant.
Yeah.
I've done the Skittles.
Okay.
What about Sour Patch Straws?
Those are good.
Oh, those are straws. So good.
See, I've tried all these. I need
watermelon?
Someone to put me on
oh, you
some,
want a brand
know.
New candy?
What
new
about
obsession.
The?
Yeah.
What about Shaq? Has his Shaqalicious gummy XLs?
I've had many a Shaq.
Okay, I've had many a Shaq.
Wow, you've been around.
I've been around the gummy block for sure.
Yeah.
You know what? I was in Santa Barbara the other day, and someone I was with bought a bunch of candy cigarettes and gave us each one.
That's kind of a vibe.
Childhood.
It was cool.
Ugh. The way
I felt cool smoking my candy cigarette. Yeah.
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 It's like no matter how hard they try to like rebrand cigarettes, you look cool when you smoke a cigarette.
No, it's true.
Yeah,
it's unfortunately true.
There's nothing we can do about
there
that.
There's nothing to do about that.
And they don't count on vacation. Anyway,
they don't. No, they don't.
Okay, here's our. We're gonna vote on the title of today's episode.
Mm. Oh yeah, here's,
and our three options are all Wisconsin themed.
Great.
And here they are. Number one. Oh.
Great.
Number two, don't you know?
Uh-huh.
And number three is Pontoon Pals.
Pontoon Pals. Okay, so here's
pontoon
how we do it.
Pals. Okay.
We say, welcome back to this week's episode, and then say out loud what you think the title should be. And we all say it at the same time and see if we said the same title.
Oh.
You ready?
Do we so all say welcome more... back to this
yeah.
week's
yeah.
episode?
We all say, welcome back to this, and we always mess it up.
Okay.
Welcome back to this week's episode.
Okay. Okay.
It's Ope, Don't You Know, or Pontoon Pals.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Welcome back to this week's episode.
Oh, Ponchu Pow. I said Ponchu.
Wait, that's never happened before where Allie and I say the same and the
panicked.
Guest goes in hard.
I'm still in
on a different
right
one.
Now.
Let's do it again and we'll all do what you did.
Okay.
And that's what the episode should be. Here we go. Welcome back,
back
to this
week's
episode,
Pontoon Pals. Damn, I should have chosen Ope.
When was the last time you were on a damn pontoon? Wait, do you guys remember that song that was like, on a pontoon, making our way to McDonald's on the roof.
I don't know this one.
Trying to make the net like you don't want to.
Grant knows
part.
It.
Party in slow motion out here in the ocean.
Oh,
the motorboating.
You knew it better than me.
Actually,
I forgot about the last
open.
Part.
I don't think you're taking a pontoon boating. On the ocean.
Yeah.
Out
but
here
they say,
in the open.
Open makes more sense.
Motorboating. I think they mean boob.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking about breasts.
Yes.
Huh. You're familiar.
Ladies,
if we were to perchance find ourselves on a boat, I don't think I'd ever be doing any motorboating, unless, of course, that's what you had requested, and it felt safe to do so. Given the ratio of boob to face, it felt like an appropriate sort of activity for the two of us. Anyway, so sorry, back behind my fence. You guys keep doing what you're doing. I'll just be back here peering.
Motorboating, life jackets on.
So I do have a pontoon story. This is you guys
please give
this.
It to us.
So my mother has a pontoon. It was a big thing. She really
Your mom is so cool.
We never grew up with the pontoon. We're very like water sports family, so it was always like skiing or wakeboarding or wake surfing, and that was kind of like we were locked in on that. And my mom was like, what the fuck? Like, I want to booze cruise and vibe in like a leisurely, easy way. Like, this is crazy.
She's,
like,
she's
knock
like,
it off.
I want to party in slow motion. Motorboat.
Motorboat.
She doesn't want her hat flying off.
No,
while she's on
none
the boat.
Of that. None of that.
I'm with her.
Yeah. So it was a big surprise thing. She got this. My dad got her this pontoon. And she's really into the puns and naming things. I should preface, she has 7 older brothers. So like she's very into
7 older brothers.
Yeah, 7
she
older,
sounds so like the coolest person alive.
She's you can when you meet her, you say this person has a lot of older brothers for sure.
Yeah,
like a fart joke, game over.
She's good.
Game over.
She's in.
So she named she named the pontoon. It's called her name's Monica.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Montunica.
Uh-huh.
That's the pontoon's name. And she has branded like plastic cups that go along with the Montunica.
That's a Montunica?
And like as people would come on and enjoy the frozen cocktail or whatever she made, like it was like your take-home gift. Like, no, that cup is yours. Like you must now create a souvenir Montunica cup.
So cool.
And she's very, very proud of it.
I think we need a signature gift at the podcast. We need like...
Don't
like
worry.
Something
it'll work retroactively.
This,
we'll
by the way,
we
not a setup for us to bring you out a gift. We literally don't have one. We literally don't. Bring it out, everybody. Come on in.
Where?
A custom skateboard. We've partnered with Tony Hawk.
That would be cool.
Mom said ex Tony Hawk.
Do you think Tony Hawk listens?
Yes.
I'd think say he does.
I saw something online that Tony Hawk's son was a PA on set of Very Important People with Vic Michaelis.
Oh.
So maybe Tony Hawk likes comedy now.
Yes.
Think about that.
I do think Tony Hawk likes everything. He seems just like a cool, well-rounded dude.
Totally.
He was just on the Pete Davidson show, which is, they're doing podcasts on Netflix now. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Netflix, call us or whatever.
Yeah.
We're chill, though, so whatever.
Friends, we're so thankful that you listened to this crazy show. We're so thankful that Maddie came on the show.
Totally.
We're really,
I'm so thankful.
What do we have to say? Definitely go follow Maddie. Go follow Senses.
I think it's the Senses the band.
At Senses the band.
At Senses the band.
Yeah.
And they just put out.
I'm a literal fan. I didn't even do research. I knew that off the top of my head.
Wow. I'm flattered. I really am.
At Senses the band, for real.
And help me say it right, but you just put out
cover. We put out a cover song of Perfect. We did Perfect by Simple Plan. And all of the proceeds, anytime you listen or if you buy the song, it all goes towards, we partnered with Songs That Saved My Life. They go to 4 charities, and all the charities are centered around suicide prevention and mental health, which is, you know, a huge part of, I think, everyone's lives, especially now. Mental health is so important. So that was something we were really excited to do, and we love how it came out. So
I listened to it. It was great.
So this holiday season, holiday being the 4th of July.
Yes.
Please gain a new favorite band and help someone in need while doing it.
Yeah. Wow, so easy for you to do. Just click play.
For every follow Census gets, I'll feel it and I'll win Flip Cup. So like we need that. Whoa. I need you guys on my side.
Follow.
Just flip it.
What is it that they chant for Tinkerbell to wake her back up?
Believe. I don't know, but I'm trying to remember now what we said for flip. Just flip it. Hey, just flip it.
That's actually was better than whatever we came up with earlier. That was not. That kind of pumped me up.
We have a couple sign-offs. We say 2026.
Girl, cook something. If you're safe and if you're comfortable and if there's a man not
there's something in your fridge and your freezer that you should cook, cook it. 2026, okay. Boys have more whimsy. Boys have more whimsy. 2026.
Piper, put your shoes on.
There's a listener, a young listener, like a young listener who keeps taking her shoes off in the car, and mom needs her to keep her shoes on. So we, every episode, say, Piper, put your shoes on.
Piper, put your shoes on.
2026. What else is there? That's about it.
That's it.
And to our youngest listeners.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?